Security.
And now our daily quiz, where we give you three situations and ask you, what happened next? Right, the scores at the moment are... Chappers. The scores at the moment.
I think I'm losing 2-1.
Yes, you are. That's right. I knew that. Now, unfortunately, Becky had to be sent home today because she's really ill. But we can speak to her now live from her actual bed. Hi, Becky.
Hello.
How are you feeling?
I'm fine. I've had the paramedics out, but I'm okay.
You haven't really?
No, I haven't really. Right.
Have you spontaneously combusted yet?
No, I haven't. I'm still here.
Can you smell toast?
No, not yet.
That's good then.
I can hear people talking in the background and glasses being
Are you at
cleaned.
A party?
You might hear the 70s sitcom star crashing around upstairs, but that's about it.
Does he still live up there?
Yeah.
Have you mentioned on air before who that is?
No, and I won't either.
Oh, okay, cool.
That's told you.
And he is in a 70s sitcom. Wow. Okay, cool. Are you feeling any better or not?
It's better now I've put my casual house clothing on. I do know what you mean, Chappers.
See?
It does make you feel better, yeah.
Occasionally, I do have the odd pearl of wisdom. You do sound a lot perkier than when you were at work, strangely enough.
Well, now I'm wearing my shell suit. It's all fine.
Nice. Okay, well, thanks for doing Oh, What's Occurring from your sick bed today. You're in the lead, so let's try and continue that, shall we?
Yeah.
You could write the answers down for me so she doesn't see them.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's your first situation. I can't.
Can't?
No.
All right.
Now, I remember yesterday...
That's because you don't know the answers.
That's right. Yesterday, you thought it was unfair to ask how many times Gok Wan said girl in How to Look Good Naked, didn't you?
I did, yeah.
You said it was a girl's show.
No,
no,
I
you
didn't.
Did say that.
No, I didn't say it was a girl's show. I said I don't watch it. I was watching Burnley against Arsenal in the Carling Cup.
That's
I wasn't
right.
watching Gok Wan.
You did say you'd have done a lot better if it was a football question, didn't you?
I said I would have done a lot better if it had been on the Burnley-Arsenal game, not if it had been a
football question, that's what you said. Well, let's find out, shall we? Time to put your money where your mouth is. How many goals were there on last Saturday's match of the day, Chappers?
On last Saturday's match of the day, there were... Bolton won 4-1 at Sunderland. Hull and Stoke drew 1-1.
God, just guess.
That's seven. That was goalless. That was
Becky,
goalless.
I'll come to you there in the meantime.
That's so boring.
There were three at Wigan.
This is different
15.
Language. What?
15.
15, okay.
No. No,
it's meant to be a guessing game, not a working out game.
10, I think.
So you're saying 10, Becky's saying 15.
Yeah.
Okay, let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here is last Saturday's match of the day, but how many goals?
Steve Malbron, is Cissé, yes! Oh, it's a good looping header from Taylor as well. Kevin Davies trying to get it down to somebody. Cahill, Cissé! Hang on, it's disallowed.
Yes.
And three to Bolton. Is this going to be number four? Good chance here for Albion. Miller scores! Robinson. Oh, goal! And headed in! And that's King, and that's 1-0 to Hull City! 1-1. Just.
10 goals, Chappers. How did you know that?
Well, because I watched it and I counted them up and I remembered the goals.
That's amazing.
Actual job.
Yeah. Do you know the worst thing was? I was about to get very annoyed if you'd included the Cissé one that was disallowed because I was all ready to say no, it was disallowed.
Chappers gets the point.
Oh, what's occurring?
You know, we were just talking about nans who use text speak and like ruffle and lol. Now, we wanted to find out how common that is. How many older folk know what those abbreviations mean.
Mm-hmm.
You know, lol.
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean? Lots of love.
Lots of love, yeah.
That's right, Chappers. LMAO. Laugh my ass off. Well, we
Go on,
went...
What's ruffle, then?
Hmm?
What's ruffle?
Rolling on the floor laughing.
Mm. Well done.
We went onto the streets of Britain and asked 9 older-looking folk...
9?
What some of these abbreviations mean. but how many would get any actually correct, Becky?
Five.
Five out of nine?
Yeah.
All right. What do you think, Chappell?
I'm going four.
Ooh. Okay.
What are you sigh for?
Just always take what I say and add plus or minus one.
It's not necessarily true. Girl, you're in all right mardy mood, aren't you?
At least you'd have let me win.
You know, like, even though you're on the phone, you're not here.
Mm.
Your face sounds really big.
Thanks. Proper bow.
Yeah. Right, let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here are some older people translating tech speak.
Do you use mobile phones?
Oh, no.
You don't use
I've got one, but I can't use it very well.
What do you think LOL means,
though? Is it to do with mobiles?
Yeah.
I don't know. But can you tell me where Liberty's is?
Yes.
I believe this is lots of love, or, you know, lol. Like, lots, or, you know.
This means that you are in a good mood. LOL. It means that you are in a good mood.
LMAO. Do you know what that stands for?
No idea. Loads. Man. Alpha Oscar.
So LOL is what?
Lots of love.
And what about LMAO? Do you think?
Love my something or other. I don't have no idea.
LMAO.
Looking more at offers.
Let me... something over.
So what might LOL stand for?
Something online.
Okay.
Live online.
LMAO.
Love me and out.
Love me and out. Good one. LMAO.
I have no idea. I'm thinking lick my armpits or something.
There were some interesting suggestions.
They were.
Love me and out.
Can you tell me the way to Liberty's?
He did know, though, did he? Didn't he?
Yeah, he did know. He knows everything.
He knows where Liberty's is.
Oh, God. LOL stands for laugh out loud, say lots of people in the text.
No
way. Really, does it?
You are kidding me.
Wow, I always thought it was lots of love.
Oh, my God.
We did know that. Anyway, so the answer was none, which means Chappers was nearest, so he gets the points on today's. Oh, what's occurring? Sorry, Becky.
Rubbish.
Sorry. You can go back to bed now, though.
I'm still here. I haven't moved from it.
Okay, good.
Thanks.
Well, maybe see you... When will I see you next?
Well, I've got a holiday booked tomorrow, so that's going to be brilliant.
Okay, well, have a nice time with your big face.
Thank you.
Love you.